We're here today at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters meeting, talking here at Trade Talk with Mr. Tim Lust, your CEO of National Sorghum Producers. Tim, tell us a little bit about this year's sorghum crop.
Well, overall, another very good crop. In the last 2 years, we've been blessed enough to break national yield records, and we're not going to quite do that this year, but we're going to be within about 4 or 5 bushels again. So another excellent crop. Came along timely, and harvest has been rolling extremely well. So about 80% done with harvest, which is actually ahead of normal here a little bit. And so everything is rolling really well.
Any problems this year with the sugarcane aphid?
Very minimal. Tremendously better situation than what we've had the last 2 years. Maybe 15-20% of the growers in the country had to spray one time. Very few individuals that had to spray more than once. And so overall, a tremendously better situation than we've had the last several years.
That's typically been limited kind of to that southeast region of the country, correct?
Well, you know, it's kind of all over the country is where it is today. But, yeah, primarily the areas that have had that, although, you know, certainly areas like the Texas Panhandle have actually had some more challenges than, say, South Texas. So it's kind of been hit and miss, but overall tremendously less important than discussion's been the last 2 years.
Okay. And I know that you all really invested a lot of research into this and have been trying to disseminate that through your membership and growers across the country. What's been your response to that, and is there any new research on the horizon?
Well, I think, you know, the results that we talk about, I think, are a testament to growers learning and using those best management practices and combination of a lot of tolerant hybrids and learning really how you present, how you spray and get good coverage has really helped in that also.
So Farm Bill is coming up right now. Discussions have been ongoing for some time now. How are you all involved in the Farm Bill this year?
Well, as always, you know, early and often and communicating with staff on the committees and working through processes and making sure that our messages are heard and that they know what our needs are and desires are in terms of what's there. Certainly, you know, slowed down a little bit here of on the House side and moving into next spring, but certainly a tremendous amount of work being done right now in laying that legislation out. And as always, we just want to make sure that a Farm Bill does what the last one did and, you know, continues to provide the protection that's needed. Certainly, our board of directors in the last Farm Bill invested and focused heavily on the PLC program and making sure we had a reference price there that would help if we ended up in a bad price commodity price scenario. And certainly as we have this year, that's something that has been important to our growers and will continue to be important as we go forward. And then, you know, as sorghum's a really important conservation crop, from everything from soil health to wildlife management to water savings, you know, we'll continue to be very involved and entitled to as well.
And you started a new branding kind of campaign on sorghum.
The Smart Choice. Certainly that's something that, you know, was really led on our consumer side as we've continued to grow significantly in the food markets and food industry and has been very positive, but certainly fits any aspects of our crop. And, you know, over the last month, as China has really came into the market very strong, we've seen sorghum basis go up 40, 50 cents a bushel throughout most of the country, and so very positive in terms of the demand coming from the international markets right now as well.
So a pretty optimistic view of the markets right now.
You know, I think overall commodity prices, of course, are still controlled by corn, and we still have a lot of corn, and so overall prices are low, but sorghum in comparison is very positive. I think at the Gulf this week we're 120-125% the value of corn at the Gulf, and so certainly a strong market pull right now for our commodity there.
And so you all, I'm guessing, are planning on being at the Commodity Classic again this year, where you can go out and interact with your growers and be seen.
Absolutely. We'll be there with corn and soybeans and wheat, and looking forward to it.